Aer Lingus say they'll have to cancel between 10 and 20% of flights from next Wednesday to Sunday on account of the IALPA pilots' work to rule there. IALPA are looking for a pay increase of nearly 24%. They say this makes up for inflation going back to 2019. And we'll hear from IALPA President Mark Tighe shortly. But first, here's what departing passengers said to our reporter Kieran Dineen at the airport last night.
I think their demands are too much, you know, 25% or 24% rise is too much, and they already in a high pay, you know, bracket, so they go for 24%, and if they're successful, the other companies will follow that trend.
Oh yeah, I just hope they get the money that they deserve, really, and that'll be what I'd hope. I know it's a lot of inconvenience for people travelling, but it'll be great to see them get the pay rise.
They're obviously doing it for a reason they believe in, and then on the other side as well, people have obviously booked their flights and their holidays ahead, so you know, there's no winners.
I think they're being paid fairly well as it is.
Some people's flights are going to be cancelled. How do you feel about that?
That's not good news for the holiday makers, sure it's not, you know, so that's all I can say. I don't know much about it, but anyway, I think 24% now is a little bit over the top.
A little bit over the top. Well, Mark Tighe from IALPA is on the line to you. Good morning. And I should point out, before we go any further, Aer Lingus is offering affected passengers the chance to rebook or get a voucher or a refund. So that's about 40,000 passengers who are expected to be disrupted there. Mark Tighe, as I say, good morning to you. First of all, tell us how the work to rule will work from next Wednesday.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Well, the work to rule is very simply people working to their contracts, the contract to which they are employed. Some serious questions need to be raised here about management's operation of the airline, because you think about it, they're selling tickets, so they're committing to bring people from A to B. So they have to have enough pilots to do that. And that's enough pilots to do that with their contract and what they're paid for. If they're going to cancel up to 20% of the operation because pilots don't want to work on a day off, that's not credible, really. There's something else going on here. There's a shortage of pilots.
So you're looking for a 24% pay increase, and this is what this action is for. Aer Lingus says that's absolutely untenable. It does sound a bit rich to most people.
Well, when you use the number 24, it does sound, but however, it's a cumulative increase of inflation over time. Yesterday, on Taoiseach made a statement about this, and I welcomed it, because Taoiseach is effectively the paymaster of our government public services, who over the same period of time got the cumulative increase adding up to pretty much 24%. IAG have actually already sanctioned the same increase in our sister airline, British Airways, where its pilots in 2019 had industrial action, where they settled with coincidentally 24%, but their figure was done properly by management going forward. We're left because our pay has been ignored with looking at this cumulative figure going backwards.
Okay, and I mean, it's quite a long and complicated pay structure for pilots, and you know, a co-pilot starting out basic can be on as little as 36,000. On the other hand, around a quarter of your members, they're on the top package, aren't they, of around 287,000. So a 24% pay increase would see them going to a salary of nearly 350,000 a year. I mean, to anyone who's got business disrupted, family disrupted, holidays disrupted from next Wednesday, that's what I'm saying. Does that not sound a bit rich?
Well, those figures, the pay structure that you're referring to is commonplace throughout the world in the airline business. Pilots, when they join an airline, are normally signing up for a career process. Pilots don't have mobility between airlines in the sense that people can move jobs. But what happens is that figure you're talking about, first of all, is not correct. So your basic figure for the new pilot is correct at 36,000. But the top scale is, after 26 years, is in around 200,000, which is a lot of money for a lot of people. However, it takes 26 years to get there, reflecting what I mentioned earlier. And you have to pass a grueling set of command assessments and checks, both in the air and on the ground, to even be able to go that far.
The package, I think, includes pensions and other benefits, and that would explain the difference there. So you're saying, basically, as far as the pilots are concerned, you're worth it?
Well, look, you know, I'd ask anybody to think about if they're in their own situation and they're watching their pay erode, their ability to buy erode with inflation. And as the CSO has shown, the majority of people have achieved inflation over the time, and we're looking for people to consider that we deserve that as well.
How long are you going to be able to sustain the work to rule without this dispute escalating and getting even worse for passengers?
That would depend very much on the management team in Aer Lingus. We've been in talks effectively for 22 months on this, and they still insist that pilots pay for their pay increase over and above anything else that anybody else got themselves. So to answer your question, they can fix this. They can come to their senses and see the reasonability of our cumulative pay claim.
Okay, and where you're saying that there is the 12% offer you've got, and Aer Lingus are saying with productivity changes they could go above that. That's the basis for your claim that pilots are being asked to pay for it. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It's a cash for value for your work practices.
Okay. And how would the dispute escalate? How would management make this dispute works after the action starts?
At the moment, well, we're looking at what's coming forward from them in anticipation of what might happen next. They could do any number of things targeting individual pilots, individual members of our IALP executive, but I hope they will see sense and acknowledge our cumulative inflation claim.
If anyone got pay docked or if anyone faced any kind of disciplinary action, what would your reaction be?
Well, we just have to collectively sit down as an executive and with our colleagues in Forza and assess the situation and move forward.
You'd escalate?
We'd have to consider it.
All right. Thank you for that. And we'll be hearing from Aer Lingus later in the programme and also for more passengers talking to Ciarán Dineen at the airport. But for the moment, Mark Tighe from IALPA, thank you. 20-